Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are you going?
You say it if I get it. I just said, is Bill ready? And he went, What's the attitude today, bro?
There's no attitude there.
Actually, that was kind of nice as well. I see that. Got you. You too foolish, killing hours, boy. Anyway, right.
Billy Babatunde.
Babatunde Billy. Billy boy. So this is How to Kill an Hour. I'm Marcus Bronzy.
And I'm Fung Butcher.
There are many ways to kill an hour out there, but right now you are killing one with us.
You can listen to us via the Apple Podcast app for iPhone, iTunes and Apple computers, via Acast, which works on Android, iPhone, pretty much works on every phone out there. Hello to the Games Podcast Chart, Chris, Samuel Davies, John Burton and Stephen Alexander.
In fact, special love to the Podcast Chart who made us... Are you cutting in on me, Billy? Go on.
Yeah. Did you say hello to Games there? Is it Hello Their Games?
Oh, hello to Hello Their Games. Oh, okay. We spoke
hello
about
Their Games is the people that we spoke about three or four of their games last week.
Yes, we spoke about one of their games. Okay, we spoke about the game.
Hello to Hello Their Games.
There we go. Thank you very much.
We got you.
You're right there, Billy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With regards to the podcast chart, they featured us on their homepage, featured us in the technology charts as well. So big love for that. Appreciate that. Their podcast chart as well as still being on the editor's choice.
Still there.
Obviously.
Another one.
Another week. Doing our thing. Thank you very much for the love. You can leave us a rating and review on iTunes. We've left the link in the show description to make it easy for you. It says, let us know what you think of the show by clicking here. So have a look at it. In fact, pause us for a second, click that link, let us know what you think of us, and we'll get back to you.
Do it, man.
We'll shout you out on next week's show.
Yeah.
And also, if you're a super fan and you want to show us some love, why don't you buy us a coffee or a chocolate bar or a can of cola by going to howtokillanhour.com/thanks.
I want a Twix.
Yeah, Twix is good, you know. We could share that as well.
Yeah.
Do you know the left Twix and the right Twix are made in two different factories? Twix is a chocolate bar with two sticks of chocolate in it. The left Twix is made in a different factory to right Twix because there are two brothers that were the Twix brothers and they one of them said that one Twix had to have caramel on biscuit and the other one said it was biscuit under caramel and they fell out. Do you know that? Have you seen that advert?
I've seen it.
It's an advert on TV where they just make up a lie about the Twix.
Yeah,
I tell that story all the time. 90% of the time people go, really?
Really?
Yeah. And the base right next to
the ones with no TV sets.
Yeah. That's what you got when you ad block all your videos online. We have to announce the winner of our Street Fighter t-shirt winner, Funk. So way back on the...
You win.
Go home and be a family man. way back on the 25th of August, we ran a Facebook competition where we simply required you to like and share a competition post we put on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And it was like and retweet and put on Facebook as well. Did I say like and... No, I meant Facebook competition where we required you to like and share on Facebook and like and retweet on Twitter. That was it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a regular Street Fighter t-shirt that we were giving away.
No.
It was from Numskull Designs, who makes sick computer gaming stuff. Check them out. Just Google Numskull. Numskull.
Shouts to the Numskullers.
Oh, yes. This was signed by Yoshinori... Am I saying it right? Yoshinori Ono. That's it. Yoshinori Ono And he's one of the guys that created the computer game music for the Street Fighter titles that we love.
Oh, no.
Sick.
Oh, yeah. No.
Sick. So, congratulations to... Sarah Malloy, who won. Somebody also won on Twitter as well. Billy, you can find out their name. Because you've not put it in a script here. There's somebody won on Twitter as well. He's like,
Where did you announce this?
It's on the Twitter as well. We actually gave away two, you know.
Yeah,
one on Twitter, one on Facebook.
I saw that one.
It's funny how Billy, the producer of the show, didn't notice that guy out there. He, you know, when someone comes in a room and they're a storm. I know, Billy's acting up today. He's like, let me just find it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you guys do some talking?
I know who it is now. It's Blooming Mark, isn't it?
Blooming Michael. Shout out to Blooming Michael. Blooming
Michael.
Is that his name?
No, it's Michael.
His name's... Shout out to Michael.
Michael.
I remember now.
Shout out to Michael. Michael Gulliver. Congratulations for winning. And also congratulations to Sarah Malloy for winning. If I'm honest, Sarah Malloy, sometimes winning competitions goes really well. Sometimes it doesn't funk. So she got congratulated on Facebook, and Michael got congratulated on Twitter. Michael said, oh, I can't wait to get it. I'll take a picture. Da-da-da-da-da. Cool. On Facebook, Sarah messaged us. By the way, her Facebook name is Sarah. I like turtles, Malloy. Fair enough. She said, yay, it made my full day. And we were like, cool. Make sure we take a picture. Make sure you take a picture of it when you get it. And she messaged saying, I won't.
With a smiley face.
With a smiley face. The sassiest attitude ever. And we were like, what? And she went, oh, sorry. I meant, oh, I will. And she has put a picture up of her with a t-shirt, which is signed by the legendary Yoshinori Ono.
Oh, no.
Okay, you got to say these names correctly, man. So, yeah, we will be running more competitions on our social media and on the show as well. Keep abreast of those. Follow us on Facebook.
Did you say breast?
Breast. And follow us on Twitter at How to Kill an Hour on Twitter as well, which is nice. Bruh. So Killabits this week. Bruh. So Killabits this week. iPhone business. Where are we at with iPhones, guys? Have we ordered? Bill?
I can't.
Why?
The one I wanted, they don't have.
Billet's credit check hasn't gone. What one did you want, Bill? Got shout loud.
iPhone 7 Plus 128 matte black, and it all sold out pretty quick.
Billy's going in with a full spec.
Yes. 7 Plus matte black 128 all sold out, yeah?
Why do you want a phone with 128 gig as well?
Sorry?
Why do you want a phone with 128 gig? How many apps are you going to have on there?
Why not?
Bare selfies,
bare videos. 4K. Okay.
Is there a bronzer over there? Wants 256, but you can't.
Is it?
You know what? Yeah, I rolled into the Apple store today. You know what? We did an Apple bonus episode before last, because the last episode is a PS4 special, and Billy spoke to me about this new thing where you get Apple Care for a year.
Yeah.
2 years. It's called the Apple Upgrade Program, right?
Yeah.
And basically, you pay a little bit every month. You get the phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you smash the screen. It's only £25 in England to fix it instead of like, because I've had to fix a screen before and it's like 100 quid six or a 6S, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you get, if there's any other damage to the phone, they look after it. And you get an upgrade in 12 months' time. You're eligible to trade it in for a new phone. So I'm just like, you know what? Did a little bit of maths with my service provider in terms of, because I usually go through my network to get my phone.
Yeah.
But I've decided to go SIM card, get a SIM only deal with my network.
Yeah.
And go to Apple to get the phone. I've ordered my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed I'll have it by the next episode.
Mm.
The only thing is that Apple are cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was easy. I don't want to say the name of it. My network provider had me on the phone for an hour and a half today.
Yeah.
And the conclusion was, I just needed to go to the shop. So in the time I could have walked to the shop from the How to Kill an Hour studio and got my SIM only deal, I had a phone call where I elevated the call 5 times because I wasn't happy with where I was. And at the end of the call, I was just there going, so basically, I just have to go into the shop. So yeah, so I have to go into the shop, sort out my phone business, and I should be the proud owner of an iPhone 7. But I too, like Billy, didn't get my jet black. No, I didn't. Was it matte? I didn't want the matte black one.
Mm-hmm.
256. Because I just like to have extra memory. Is that weird, Funk? I like to have that space. I don't know what it's going to be used for.
For all the memes and the GIFs.
For those high quality pictures. you know. So, but I'm going to go for the 128 in silver because I realised I put a case on my iPhone anyway. So,
well, this is what I said.
Whatever. No. And also with this Apple thing, funk, I'm going to trade it in after 11 months, aren't I, and get the next iPhone.
Yeah. The so,
the 7S, so you, so you lot really on these this cordless headphone hype then, yeah?
Do you know what? Today I realised while I was charging my phone in the car,
yeah,
that I used my headphones to make a phone call instead of doing Bluetooth. I don't know how I'm going to do that with a new phone.
Mm.
That concerns me more than the wireless headphones. Wireless headphones, I'm like, my thoughts are another thing for me to lose. If I lose the right one.
Yeah.
Again, we talk about this in the episode before last. If I lose the right headphone,
mm-hmm.
what am I going to do? Do Apple Store just sell rights? Do they just sell lefts?
Apparently Apple are going to sell just one headphone, but no price has been announced yet.
See, just selling one headphone. Like, do you know what?
Okay, there.
I want headphones to be the accessory. You know what? Over the weekend, I lost a pair of headphones and I had another pair back up. Just took them out.
Yeah.
I don't think I can go wireless. I can't be trusted to lose £75 worth of headphone every week because I'm always using my headphones.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stay wired, use the adapter for now. And I hope an adapter comes out, which means I can charge my phone and listen to the headphones at the same time without frying my brain. Do you know what I mean? What about you? Obviously, my phone's 2 years old as well, almost. So I'm just going to get rid, get a new phone, just go. What about you? What are your thoughts on it?
On the iPhone situation?
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, we had a brief conversation last week and I feel like Apple are leading tech, not tech are leading Apple. Yeah. And I sent out a tweet, talking of tweets, I sent out a tweet earlier on last week. I said, Apple killed Flash. Apple killed physical music with iTunes. And now Apple have killed the audio jack. And I think that's going to have a knock-on effect somewhere down the line because when you look at the fact that they have a product which has no audio jack, they're probably going to roll it across their other products like their MacBook Pros and all that kind of stuff where it has no audio jack. And then that's going to probably have a knock-on effect on the DJing aspect of things. And you probably have mixers with no audio jack and so forth. And
Bluetooth headphones and stuff. But here's where it's actually interesting, Funk. And seeing as this is a tech podcast by essence, or at least it should be, is that jacks were designed originally.
Yeah.
One of their main uses were for manually operated telephone operator. So you used to pick up the phone, press a number and be like, hi, can I speak to 17, please? Because that's, because back in the day, there were long numbers. Or can I speak to someone in like, you know, Chicago Bank or whatever, or the post office or something.
Yeah.
And they used to unplug physically and plug you in, right? And jacks are created so that they can be unplugged, put in, unplugged, put in, unplugged, put in, and never really break. Like, you might find that you've broken leads before, but very rarely have you broken an actual jack for something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what Apple have done, though, luckily, is they've created this port that we've used for charging that we unplug, plug in, unplug, plug in, up. So it's proven its durability. So this could be, not only is it a different adapter, it's been proven that it doesn't stop working after unplugging it and plugging it in. Because with other plugs, like USB ports can get a little bit loose. We all know USB ports can get a bit loose.
Yeah.
And with other adapters, like with before figure of eight leads, which are the leads that you use to power your PlayStation or more likely some of your electrical devices at home, like your TiVo box, or your Skybox or kettle leads.
Mm-hmm.
These are thin, and kettle leads are literally the leads that you use for your kettle.
Yeah.
These are small plugs that actually are durable. Like, cause I look at that compared to like a mini USB and I'm like, that can break.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dissing Android, AKA grenades, but
they blow up, boy. They blow up.
Not this knows, but this, I just think this could be an interesting development. We could see, you're right, Funk. This new connector means that you could have a pair of powered Beats by Dre headphones.
Yeah.
Battery runs out on your headphones. No problem. Plug them in with the little power port.
Mm.
Do you get me? I don't know. I'm interested to see how that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, is the phone doing it for you at the moment?
I've always felt that the changes were always too subtle for me. I feel like we're at a generation now. We've had two generations of the handset looking the way it does now. I wanted something a bit more. I wanted to push the boat out creatively in terms of how it looked aesthetically.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that, really. I mean, these color changes, like I said before on Twitter, like most people have got a case on their phone anyway. So you're never going to see whether that's a new silver or the matte black anyway.
Yeah.
Because like me, I've got like a whole Batman phone case on there, so I mean, new camera, The removal of the jackpot, and then using that to justify a price hike of what? Extra, £400?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're looking
kind of steep, man.
It's about £700 and the iPhone Plus, you know, we've seen.
Well, they retail in the UK at a grand, don't they?
Yeah, £920. I will say, this is going to be the first phone that my I've done this with other phones, but it's going to be the first phone that I actively insure the day I get.
Of course.
Like, I'm getting an insurance plan because
That's the Brexit effect.
Of course. I need to be sure. But unless you've got a fancy Rolex on, your phone can be one of the most expensive things you've got on you. Like, if you're at Joe Blogs and you know, you're not wearing, like, frigging Louis Vuitton this and fancy gums everywhere, having a grand in your pocket in the shape of a bit of technology... You know, this is the cost of half of a MacBook.
Or unless you've got an iWatch on your wrist.
There you go then. Imagine you've got the phone and the watch. Like, you know, you need to start insuring your shit. So without sounding like an old fart, when you get your new phone or even your current phone, insure your shit against loss and theft. And then, I don't know, I'll let you know how I get on with this Apple upgrade plan because, I don't know, unless I smash my phone, I won't know about it. But at least I'll only have to pay £25 to fix a £1,000 phone screen, which I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm Mr. Moneybags out here, but at the same time, I don't want to be spending extra money on this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can't even give that an out of five, can we?
Not yet.
We've not got it yet. Yeah. But my experience with the Apple store today, I just want to say some of the best customer service. I rolled in there.
Yeah.
Said, oh, I'd like to order my new phone. I don't know what this Apple upgrade situation is. Gentleman said, here, walk with me. Showed me, said, you can do this at home, by the way. Showed me how to do everything.
Yeah.
Booked an appointment in to collect it from Apple, used AirDrop to send it to my phone. You know, he could have just emailed it to me, but he said, yeah, let's use AirDrop.
The only time that AirDrop actually works.
And you know what? It worked perfectly. He just connected the free Wi-Fi that we got in the store. I was in and out in 15 minutes and, you know, I'll let you know how I get on with it. I was very happy with that. And I'm pleased that I'll get the Apple Care.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing. That was the selling point for me. It wasn't the fact that, you can break down the cost of an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that I feel at ease now that if I lose my phone, it's going to get replaced.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets stolen, it's going to get replaced. If it gets damaged, then it's only going to be £25. It's not. Yeah. I'm not going to have to break the bank fixing it. So 5 out of 5, Apple, for your service, I love you for that. Plus, my new phone won't blow up. Excited about that as well.
Shots fired.
Shout out to all of those in the WhatsApp group. If you've been in your WhatsApp group hotting up people all week about exploding phones, I'm on your side.
Right. Actually, their share price has plummeted because of that. Yeah.
Samsung share. Just to bring up to date, is it the Nexus 7?
Yeah.
Is it the Nexus 7? Yeah.
7.
The release from Samsung. Samsung, there's been like 40 incidents of exploding phones.
Really?
Yeah. 36 to 40. Billy's shaking his head. I don't know if it's attitude or whether he's upset with Samsung. What's up, Billy?
Samsung.
Okay, he said Samsung. there's been like 40 or so. Like, don't quote me on this. But, like, 30 or 40 episodes ahead of it, like, including a kid next to her phone.
Really?
And shout out to all of those in the WhatsApp groups trying to save their lives, like, from being roasted. Like, my friend was like, yeah, but you get a £200 reimbursement if you got the phone anyway. I'm like, what, £200 and an exploding phone?
Just don't keep it in your breast pocket.
Exactly. Like, one exploded in someone's car, apparently.
Wow.
There you go. But this is all hearsay. I can't verify. This is just roasting in the WhatsApp group. A lot of lies get told in that. What else you been killing time with, Funk? Why don't you have a go? I have a go. You have a go.
To me. Yeah. Basically, I've been at Best of All over the weekend. So I was down there. Yeah. So I was down there performing with Trim. Wasn't performing. He was performing. And I was kind of DJing for him.
Yeah.
For the Jägermeister tent. So... yeah, lots of drinks. Look at your eyes. Look at him, Billy. You see his eyes? As soon as I mentioned Jägermeister.
So what, like, they were just handing out the Jäger?
Handed out for free. I mean, that wasn't a highlight for me. We was actually at the Nando's tent.
It was Nando's and Jägermeister. Yeah, so
we was backstage with the Nando's and, you know, the free chicken was flowing, like a tap, unlimited tap of free chicken hot wings.
And what did you indulge in? You hot wings?
Yeah.
Medium. Is that what they were serving, or was it anything? Were they just rolling out hot wings?
So this is basically for the artists. So we were backstage, we were cut off, we had a little wristband so we can get back, and yeah, it was just going in with the hot wings and chips. But basically, Best of All had an app. Yeah. So this institution now in Isle of Wight has got two major festivals. They've got Isle of Wight Festival and they've got the Best of All.
Yeah.
And the Best of All is the larger one of the two. And it's on this rich man's farm. acres of land. Mm. And they had a little app there as well, which helped you navigate around the festival so you could find your friends and whatnot and navigate to all the different attractions on site. So, yeah, there's nice bridge between the festival and technology there that I feel a lot of festivals should jump on board with.
Did it help you get around?
Yeah, it did.
Sick.
It did, because obviously what happened when we got there, when we went to the artist accreditation and we asked for a map, they unfortunately told us all the maps, all the paper maps had been given away. So, but there was this app thing which could help us get around, which is really convenient.
Sick.
And this festival is unlike a lot of the other festivals that I've played at, namely Glastonbury and Reading and a few others where... name dropper. Yeah. Which the reception has been very poor. So if people were asking or querying whether or not, do you even have enough signal to download this app to kind of navigate your way through the festival? Yes, there was 4G throughout the whole weekend and whatnot. So sick. It's really convenient.
Wicked. And could you go offline with it as well if you needed to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's wicked, man. I like that. I like that. No Jaeger, though.
No Jaeger. Well, I don't drink anyway, but there was Jaeger flowing, definitely.
You were sipping.
Did Trim have some?
Yeah, I was sipping it. Yeah, I put it on my Insta. I was sipping the Jaeger. Sipping like a posh DJ.
So you know what? In fact,
it was all right. You know the thing is, yeah, I don't know what it's supposed to taste like, Billy, but it tasted all right. Considering for someone who's teetotal, I could have done that. But apparently it wasn't completely Jaeger. It was Jaeger and... Yeah, no, I didn't down it.
But when you say teetotal funk, you know, you do indulge sometimes, though, yeah?
I don't, to the degree where I could legitimately call myself a drinker. Like, I've never bought a pint in my life. I've never bought a beer in my life. I've never finished a pint in my life.
Yeah.
No, never. Look at Billy.
What about shots, though? Have you ever done a shot?
Is that where you have to lick your hand? And
no, yeah. So that's tequila, yeah.
That's how I remember it. You have to lick your hand and drink, yeah. And there's salt involved or something.
Yeah, salt and lemon.
That's it, yeah. No, I've never done that before.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you've like had a glass of wine or something?
Yeah.
Champagne?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had champagne before.
Yeah.
I've had wine. But I mean, yeah, I'm like complete novice level. You know when you play like FIFA, I'm like, you know, there's like beginner. I'm the level before the beginner setting or whatever that is.
Do you know, we can vouch for Funk on this. In fact, pre-How to Kill an Hour, me and Funk met, oh shit, same island,
yeah.
Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
At the Isle of Wight Fest.
That's the Isle of Wight Festival, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, Funk, what's going on? And then like, was it your handler, for want of a better set of words, your concierge? Yeah. She had beers, innit?
Yeah.
And she was like, do you want some to Funk? Funk's like, nah, I don't drink. Funk's like, do you want them? I was like, hell yeah. I was like, yes.
Yeah, so Marcus was indulging in my rider.
Yeah.
The rider that I didn't want.
It was great.
Yeah.
Your rider was bigger than that, though. It wasn't just two cans of beer.
My rider's just lemonade and water.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
I don't want to talk about my rider. My rider's facetious, bruv.
Lick the lemon and something.
Yeah, it's got to have 15 lemons in it, 50 kilograms of salt.
That sounds like a DJ name, Billy.
Yeah.
Lick the lemon and suck the salt.
Lick the lemon and suck the... All right, bruv.
MC DJ combination.
Freaky. where were we at? So yeah, Funk really doesn't drink that much. But you know what? With that being said, quick digression.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work, maybe we can work this out together, because I've been thinking about this. Mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed drinking recently. I've had a friend over from the States the last few weeks. And I've
not, new?
I've drank, nah, but more than the usual, like, okay. I've been thinking, is there an actual problem going on? Because I've been like, I could murder a glass of wine. If it's not wine, I'm like, yeah, cold beer. And if it's not that, I'm like, vodka lemonade. Like, I don't know, I'm just, I have no... And following that as well, I have no like inklings or
self-control.
No, I have self-control just about, but I have no feeling to go and have like healthy food as well. Like I've been wanting to have like vodka and lemonade and then like some chips. Mm-hmm. Why is this? I've got one solution. Tell me if this is right. Is it because I've got nothing to aim at? Is it because I've got nothing? I've done all the holiday season's done. Yeah, yeah. Christmas is coming. Is it because I've got nothing to like focus on?
That is the reason why you're drinking.
Drinking a bit more, eating crappy.
Into a stupor.
Yeah, I'm getting all the rubbers coming back around the middle.
All that work that you put in for that photo shoot.
Yeah.
Got down the pattern
3 months ago. Yeah, you know what? I'm about a stone heavier. Easy. what can I do to get out of this? this is so not How to Kill an Hour, but sorry, let's just get out there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an app that can provide you with more.
So Funks is pointing me at an app. I'm asking my friend. I'm looking at him in the eye. Help me. He just looks away. I'm sure there's an app that can help you. Good luck.
I'm sure there's an app that can put you to more a calorie friendly form of drinking.
I use Lifestyle Fitness.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll put that, I will put a link to that. And I use that for my macros and it works great.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. Okay. I'm usually so disciplined. What can you help give me a target? What should I aim at?
This isn't the fun we know. I mean, last week you were telling everyone to do bad stuff.
And yeah.
Telling them to drink less.
Yeah, I know.
This is to drink more.
That was a good, that was a good point.
That's a good point. Wait, have I got good funk or bad funk today?
Good funk.
Okay, cool.
Good cut, bad.
What shall I aim at then?
I don't know. You need a focus. You need to refocus your energies. You see that.
I need another photo shoot.
Yeah, exactly. You need another photo shoot.
I need another reason to take off my clothes. I to pay to take off my clothes. Surely it's supposed to be the other way around. Do you know, I need another photo shoot. That's what I need. Yeah. A winter one.
Yeah. But not a photo shoot for Heineken. Yeah.
No, I need one that's for. All right, cool. I'll do that then. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for putting you through that, listener. Apologies. Killabit.
Yep.
Next one for me, Lego Dimensions. Sick. Okay. Yeah? Okay. Lego Dimensions is an amazing concept that I don't know how Lego has got around yet and been able to do this. They call it IP when they talk about this, but in the Lego Dimensions universe, they've managed to...
IP, okay. As in the guy that does Wing Chun.
Wing Chun. No, they got IP, man. No, they got like intellectual property. All right, so the Lego games, you get like Lego Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You've had like, what other Lego iterations that we've had?
The Batman.
Lego Batman.
Mm-hmm. Lego Harry Potter.
And Lego Harry Potter, yeah. Great example. So, you know, you've got like the Lego film.
Is it Lego Harry Potter?
Yeah.
You know the Lego film where they all get mixed up and stuff? You've watched the Lego film?
Yeah.
Wicked film. Have you watched it, Billy? Really, really good film. And you see the dimensions start to mix up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The Lego Dimensions game does this. You get to play as different Lego characters. But just so you know the dimensions that are in play, you've got like the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the DC Universe.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Harry Potter. You've got like the Lord of the Rings Universe. And in the Lego's Dimensions game, you get to traverse. Yeah, you get to traverse these universes and do missions in different parts. Now, we got to actually have a demo over at Warner Brothers in Watford where we were playing a level from Ghostbusters.
Mm.
And they actually take cutscenes from the Ghostbusters film and make the Lego characters in them. And you get to watch Lego iterations of these characters go into this environment. But the great thing about this is you get in the game, as well as having the game, which I'm going to talk a bit more about, is you have this thing called a Lego toy pad, which is this little pressure pad.
Okay.
That has, it's a sensor pad that you build into a little Lego design. You get loads of different designs. In fact, you got one next to you actually. It's in the bag to your right down there. So yeah, like you get this pad. I'm just looking at the box right now because we've got it here. I've got a Dimension starter pack. So you get this pressure pad with a sensor, which has like a portal on it, and you get to actually build that. So that's like a Lego project in itself.
Okay.
Yeah, you get to build some Lego, which is cool.
Okay.
And then each of your characters, when you put them on this pressure pad, they appear in the game.
Oh.
So you can also get like cars as well. So there's like a Batmobile, Batblaster, for example. I'm looking at a Batman pack. Sonic Batray as well. You get all these sorts of tools, and these vehicles and tools actually interact with the environments differently.
That's very clever.
And in Lego, you know, master builders can build things. You get people with special powers like strength and stuff like that. And each of the characters that we get in the games start to do their own thing in levels. So you might need somebody who's a master builder to put together something in a level to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might need someone who has a proton pack on a Ghostbusters level to fire and kill a ghost. And if you look at the back, Funk, you'll see some of the... brands that are worked with it. So there's Back to the Future,
Simpsons,
Mission Impossible is involved in it.
Yeah,
what have you seen there?
Ninjago, my son watches that one.
Ninjago,
Scooby-Doo.
I mean, there's all sorts. If I'm honest,
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, it's amazing. So like, you've got all of these amazing things, and also Adventure Time.
So Midway Arcade, isn't that Mortal Kombat? Midway.
Yeah, Midway yeah. Arcade would be more yeah. combat characters.
Yeah.
Adventure Time, you know Adventure Time with Jake, the dog. He, I don't know if it's out yet, but yeah. we got to play the demo version. He was one of my favorite characters because Jake obviously morphs and has different forms and you get to morph into those different forms in the game as yeah. well. So you get to, and the Harry Potter land we saw as well is extensively got parts of Hogwarts in it. It's got original sounding soundtracks as well. It's got dialogue from the film, and it's just interesting that a game has managed to make all these characters interact together. They say little cheeky things, like, you know, they have their little comebacks. I mean, all right, I'm gonna let you know about another character in there that Funko liked because he's part of that generation that enjoyed it. They've even got Sonic the Hedgehog in there, bro.
Really?
They've got Sonic levels. So you buy a pack,
yeah.
like a Sonic pack, you get the levels in with it as well.
Lego Sonic.
Lego Sonic. I kid you not. And they've got
Lego Tails.
Who knows? Like, that's the thing. They've made it so. Do you just say Tails is the same as Sonic, Billy?
I said same.
Oh, I thought you said same. I was about to get upset. So you can have, for example, pick another character that's out of that. So you can have like Gandalf.
Yeah.
In Sonic Land.
Oh.
Or Sonic in Ghostbusters universe. It's just these amazing sorts of things that I suppose you can only do with Lego. You know, like if like a
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Star Wars Lego kit.
Mm.
You could have a Star Wars Gandalf and have him bopping around in it.
Yeah.
And also you get to make these characters as well. And gameplay wise, it was all adults in the room. There were kids that came in afterwards to play their own session, but we were in there and we were engrossed. It's a lot of the Lego games are puzzle solving,
yeah,
but with bits of the game thrown in as well. So it's fun. It even got the Gremlins in there, Funk.
Really?
You can play as Gizmo.
I'm fascinated by how Lego have actually just come back from the abyss.
That's what I'm saying.
In the past, like, I don't know, past decade.
I think the lesson to be learned from this is that you can stay the same.
Yeah.
But there's no shame in moving with the times.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to John Burton and the TT Games crew that made the original Lego games.
Yeah.
Or with, you know, big behind the franchise. They've managed to keep Lego relevant.
Yeah.
It's Lego movies, these mm-hmm. Lego games, where you still encouraged to play with Lego. And I think instead of moaning about the digital world and how things changing, mm-hmm. this is how you keep your shit relevant. Mm-hmm. Like they said, right, games are big. Let's get into it. And because they've gotten it early as well, I don't know another game where you get crossover like that.
No, not
it's
at all.
Sick. It's honestly, I sound like I'm gassing over the kids' game so much.
Especially
it's
with
so
that,
much fun.
Especially with that number of brands as well that you've just listed. I don't know any franchise which has managed to pull that many brands together.
It doesn't stop there. And I mean, they've been really, whoever's done the licensing is really good. Mm-hmm. They look and sound just right. Sick. Like the Sonic, when the Sonic level came on, because in a room full of adults, they went, no. They had all the music. Oh, yeah. Shit. It's wicked, man. I'd probably like to see Crash Bandicoot in there.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see. So yeah, that's Lego Dimensions.
From Sony for that.
What's that?
They'd have to get licensing from Sony.
They would
Might
indeed.
Be a bit difficult.
They would indeed. They'd have to get licensing from Sony to get Crash Bandicoot. But, you know, you're always encouraged to expand the adventure, collecting more minifigures, vehicles, gadgets, new levels. And they can just keep on expanding this. And you know, I think the more people that are involved in it, the more people will be involved in it. So it's great, man. It's really, really good. I enjoyed it. Solid game. Kids can play it. You can play it with the kids, or you can play it with the lads with a few beers as well. Out of five, I'm going to get a 4.9.
Mm-hmm.
4.9. Strong 4.9. And they're $49.99 at the moment, around 50 quid on Amazon. So yeah, go get your hands up. We'll put links in the show description. Quick digression as well. Because we're in Warner Brothers Studios,
yeah,
we got to see the Harry Potter exhibition as well, which is like the Harry Potter Museum.
Okay.
If you're not into Harry Potter, no, if you're into Harry Potter, yeah, you'll fucking bust a nut walking in there, yeah, cream your pants. Yeah. If you aren't into Harry Potter,
yeah,
still genuinely interesting.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's actually a tour, isn't it?
It's a studio tour stroke theme park. No, not theme park. Studio tour, because... Harry Potter was filmed in the UK in Watford at Warner Brothers. What they did is, for that studio, that or this soundstage, they called it K-Stage, when they're done with the film, certain set pieces were amazing. They didn't leave them up. They moved them to a different place. But so instead of closing that down...
Hogwarts is in Watford.
Hogwarts is in Watford. Yeah. EastEnders. EastEnders, one of the British biggest soaps, is right next to Harry Potter land. But you get to see stuff from the film.
Yeah.
And like... take in like the 10 years that they were at the studio. It was like some of the CGI stuff they did, some of the practical effects they did. You get to see the outfits that everyone wore. Without spoiling it for you, you get to like really take in the Harry Potter experience. And I like Harry Potter. I used to read the books, watch a few of the films, but it made me want to rewatch all the films and read the books, man. It was really good. And highlights of Harry Potter world. Butter beer. Something they talk about.
Butter
something
beer. They talk
about in the books and in the film. Okay. Butter beer, yeah. Okay. There's a place that serves butter beer.
Yeah.
Shit's delicious.
I have to hold my hands up. I've never seen one Harry Potter film. What?
Really?
Yeah. Never.
Not even one.
Really?
Not even one. Not even one.
Do you know what a muggle is?
No.
Wow. Do you know what Expelliarmus means?
No.
Wow.
I haven't seen one.
Do you know who Dumbledore is?
Billy's looking at me like I just committed a cardinal sin.
I've
seen
one or two. But you
ain't
even seen one.
Billy just sighed at Billy.
Do I need to watch Harry Potter films to see this new spin-off?
Yeah, you do. Do you know who Doogly Squig is?
No.
Do you know who Jiggly Squig is?
No.
I'm just making up names. You know what? They're good books, man.
Isn't there someone there called Dusseldorf? Or is that just
Dumbledore?
Dusseldorf. Okay, that's a place in Germany.
Dusseldorf. Oh gosh, is there a character called Grosch?
Yes.
No.
It's a bit.
Oh, I could go all day, but that was also good. Okay. I don't know how much it cost. Actually, can we find out how much it cost, please, Bill?
I was just on there.
What, are you planning your Harry Potter day out, yeah?
Harry Potter land.
Yeah.
I thought it was in somewhere else other than Watford.
It's an impressive set of films, you know, Fun. I mean, and they're continuing to keep that rolling, but yeah, I don't know why you haven't, you know?
Yeah, I just haven't. By the time I caught on to the Harry Potter craze, it was already like, I don't know, film number 4 or 5 or whatever. How many has it been? Seven?
Yeah, seven. Seven. Yeah, they split one into two.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just
what Netflix is for. Go back and watch that.
Yeah. Are they on Netflix?
There's got to be one that's at least got to be on Netflix.
I don't think they've got it. Do you know there's no Disney films on Netflix?
Is it?
Yeah.
Beef.
Yeah.
Beef.
There's no Disney films.
Disney could get away with their own Disney for Netflix for Disney, though, couldn't they? Disflix.
Yeah.
Found that ticket price yet, Bill?
It's a bit slow at the moment.
Is the internet a bit slow? Sorry about that, Bill.
Right, so for an adult, Jesus.
For an adult, Christ. How much?
For an adult, it's £35.
For an adult, it's £35. I think that's all right.
For a kid, that's £27.
Kid, £27.
For a family, 2 adults, 2 children, 107.
Family, 2 adults, 2 children, 107.
£27. That's a big kid, boy.
Throwing a butter beer on top of that, that's like a little fiver on top of that as well. But you know what? I think if you're not a Harry Potter, it's a good day.
Yeah.
Good day. We rushed around it because we're in a rush, but it was good, man. I think it's well worthwhile. What about you, Funk? What's next on your killer bit section?
I've just finished my little Netflix binge. When I got back, I was finished watching Power.
Yeah.
Once again, I was a bit late on that. I saw everyone kind of talking about it. So I was like, what's this? So I caught onto that. So when I finished Power, I've got onto Narcos season 2. I'm a big Narcos fan. I know you was slating it the other day, but I'm a big Narcos fan. I love Narcos. It makes me want to go to Colombia and set up my own drug cartel. That's... But I mean, it's obviously the story of the larger than life Pablo Escobar, and when these things happen, when they create a buzz, there's always some sort of game linked to these series. Like we explored the other week, the Stranger Things series came up. There's a game online, and there's a Narcos app on the App Store, the Apple App Store, where you kind of become your own little tycoon. You set up defenses and you kind of move resources around your camp. It looks a bit like the prison. If anyone's seen season one, it looks like the prison that poor Pablo Escobar was imprisoned in, where he subsequently walked out of in... Oh, shouldn't I say that? Yeah. Me and the spoilers.
Gotta beep that out.
Turn into to bad funk within the course. Yeah. Have you got to beep that?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Do you know, got spoiled.
Do you know what, yeah? the Narcos story, yeah, is a bit like Passion of the Christ. When I went to see Passion of the Christ, yeah, I stood up in the cinema, I go, we all know what happens at the end. Everyone knows what happens to Pablo Escobar at the end.
Okay, so, all right.
Or you should do if you're listening during history, kind of thing. But yeah, I don't know why you would have been studying Pablo Escobar.
I don't know. I wish we could have learned about Pablo Escobar in history.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But this app is literally similar to the game, the Tycoon game, the Sims game, where you literally have to kind of move little icons around and select. It has the same kind of interface to the Championship Manager, actually.
Oh, Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, Roller Coaster. That's the one.
Yeah.
So similar to Roller Coaster Tycoon, where you're just getting funds to build better defenses and get better personnel on side to thwart other rival gangs that are trying to kind of take your cocaína.
Cocaína.
Yeah.
So the football game you really liked.
Yeah.
What about this Narcos version of the game?
Not so much, unfortunately. I felt like it was a bit fiddly. I felt like there was another take on the game that you could have put it into. Maybe I mean, looking at it from that kind of that economic aspect, and that's what they've obviously done, and they've transported it into the kind of the Roller Coaster Tycoon aspect. But I felt that maybe they could have turned it into more of a point and click game, where you play the detective hunting for Pablo Escobar. They could have gone down that route as opposed to this route, which is it's a little bit tedious. It kind of, considering the
Karen.
Considering the series is quite an exciting one, this takes the excitement out of it. This is quite laboured, and a lot of it takes the pace out of the whole experience that you would have been enjoying with the series. So
see, that's a see, I'm a fan of, like, if you make a game for a film or a show or something, don't force it if you have to, like, because it's like someone's gone, you see that Roller Coaster Tycoon game?
Yeah.
Let's take that, but let's instead make it drugs.
Yeah.
Or like, you see Stranger Things, let's do that, but you've got to protect your city from weird things happening. Like, just...
And I think there's going to be a wave of these things happening. As these successful series kind of get rolled out on Netflix, the new Stranger Things is coming out and whatnot, they're going to be rolling out the apps relative to the series.
But this didn't really do it for you?
Nah.
Long story short. Ah, fair enough. Out of 10, out of 5?
Out of 5, 2.
Wow. And is it free?
2, Pablo, 2.
Is it free?
It's free, though.
Freeness.
So for free, yeah.
Try it out, yeah. Next for me is Suguru. Suguru.
Suguru.
I Suguru, you Suguru. We Suguru together. Suguru is basically a moldable, flexible glue that claims it can fix pretty much anything or stick to pretty much anything.
Not to be confused with Subaru, which is a rally car.
Yes, it's not fast, this. Not at all. This versus, if this was to crash into a Subaru, I know it would win. Yeah. But if it had dried, I don't know. But yeah, that's basically what Suguru is, Funk. And I have always been interested in certain areas of tech have developed over the years, mm-hmm. and some haven't. Like, it's really weird that over the years, I was just leaning over to pick up some fun, something to show fun. But it was really weird that over the years, certain things have really developed. Like, iPhones have developed, technology's developed, but like things like flight.
Yeah.
That's gone backwards. Like, I've mentioned this on the show before, like, it's now takes longer to fly somewhere than it did when the Concorde was around.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, why don't certain things just be invented, like faster planes or yeah. glue that works? And Sugru starts off as this little pouch of plasticine that you get. You buy it in like packs mm-hmm. of 6 or 12. And I got mine in black and white patches. And they claim one of the things it can do is fix chargers. So the charger on my iPhone was a bit frayed. On my Mac was a bit frayed, and I could tell it was going to break soon. Usually I'd be thinking, let me get a new Mac. Let me put some electrical tape around it, which doesn't really work. I've tried that before. So instead, I use this Sugru stuff. Now, I've just handed my charger to Funk. Now, it starts off when you open the pack as this sort of glue-smelling putty. You mold it in your hands, warm it up for a bit, and then wrap it to stuff. And luckily, with Sugru, they've actually got tutorials to fix chargers, tutorials to fix iPhone chargers, USB leads and stuff. And I wrapped it around my plug. Left it overnight, supposed to leave it 24 hours. I did leave it 24 hours in total. Yeah. Came back and it had like fixed into this sort of, you can hear it in it. It's this hard sort of glue stuff, which is flexible. And not only that, it's not only fixed the lead, it's actually stuck to the side of my charger as well. And it can get, it can warm up to like, I think it's like 50 degrees.
Can you remove it?
I don't know. I've not thought about that bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've not looked at that.
Yeah.
I can check now. How to remove?
I assume you'd have to obviously recreate the same heat that you used to
carve it off with a sharp blade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, when you get out the pack, it's like in a sealed pack.
Okay.
And it's like you rub it in your hands. It's like plasticine, and you take it out, and as it dries, it turns into glue. But
okay, when it dries with the outside atmosphere.
Yeah, apparently you can use it to like make little hooks.
Okay.
Stick it like you can stick it to the edge of a table and make something to keep your cables neat and tidy.
It kind of reminds me of those. Those guns that they used in those kind of superhero films where they fire the putty at someone and it hardens to stop them from moving.
Yeah, it's like, it's made out of what Spider-Man fires at people. That's what it's made out of, that sort of stuff. I think it's really good. We've got a video that we put up at howtocleanhour.com/blog and we'll obviously blog about that as well.
Mm.
It's £9 plus. Mm. You can get massive packs of it.
I think I'll be very interested in considering that's the first thing to go on my MacBook, my iPhone chargers.
They take a lot of heat. You know what? I've got some Sugru. I can give you some if you want to. We can do an update at some point in a few weeks.
Sugru?
I've got a couple of pouches. The ones I got are in black and white. So I'll give you and Billy a pouch or whatever each, and you can go and fix something or just Sugru someone's face closed. And that, I don't know.
You got the interracial pack there of Sugru?
Yeah, white and black. Mix it together, make grey Sugru. New breed. So yeah, that's it. £9. I like it, man. You got anything else or shall I go next?
Yeah, you go next. I'm excited about this one.
I think.
Tell me more.
I think this is one of the things that I got to go to that Funk really should have gone to.
Yeah.
So after Harry Potter World, on a day where it seemed like everything was going on, because it was the same day as the Apple speech and the PS4 speech, like the Apple, what's it called again? Keynote and the PS4 announcement. We did Harry Potter World and Lego stuff.
Yeah.
But we also in the evening got to go to the legendary Abbey Road Studios in Northwest London. Legendary because
the Beatles, are recorded there.
Yeah. So you see that picture of the Beatles walking across a zebra crossing?
Yep.
That's right outside the studios. Dickheads are there doing it all day long, pissing off drivers. It's not original. Everyone's done it. We went to go and see a performance of the music from Final Fantasy 15. So we got to hear tracks that were not actually had ever been played before. And
they've never been played live before.
But yeah.
I was really interested because I don't know if you know, there's actually a Final Fantasy 15 demo online, and the demo has a lot of the music contained in the live performance that I watched.
Yeah.
And the demo is basically the main protagonist as a kid, and you have you go through like a dream state.
Yeah.
When you fight one of the monsters in there, and then it tells you how to kind of like subscribe and buy the game. But the music in that demo trailer, I think the demo is about an hour long. This literally kind of has a lot of the music contained in it. So it's funny. I wasn't actually at the event, obviously, but I recognize the music being played, and hearing it being played live with the full Abbey Road. Was it, what was it, the Philharmonic?
It was the Philharmonic Orchestra and the Philharmonic Choir as well.
Yeah.
Literally world-class musicians, world-class composers, world-class, what's his, the guy that waves his hands around? What's his
conductor,
yeah. The guy that looks like he's having a bad day. No, honestly, it was, I'm not a big Final Fantasy fan, but me, I could feel the emotion from the game. And they were streaming this live, and we've got put a link to this in at howtokenow.com for you to watch it.
Yeah.
It was absolutely sick. And on top of that, Funk, Yoko Shimomura was there, the composer for the game. And like, she did a little thing, got on the piano, started doing it. Yeah. She did a number. And like, I didn't realize the music for Final Fantasy was so emotive. Like, has it always been this powerful music?
A massive part of the franchise of music, because, I mean, the games, like, are immense and immersive. So articulating that sonically, you have to kind of go through the full spectrum of emotions.
Mm.
So with most games, they normally recycle the soundtrack like several times throughout the course of the game.
Standard,
With this, they have your themes for your battle modes and all that stuff, but apart from that, they have individual scores throughout the whole length and breadth of the entirety of the game. So
it's been
like that from definitely from 7 upwards.
Yeah.
From Final Fantasy 7, when obviously Final Fantasy 7 is like the pinnacle of gaming.
Mm.
But 15, like with the forum speak, Final Fantasy 7, it lost its way in a lot of the subsequent titles after 7, but a lot of people are excited about Final Fantasy 15.
Is that because it's around? I know it sounds so dumb. Is it because it's a round number? Have we been promised? Sometimes it's 10. It's Final Fantasy 20. Like, or are we genuinely excited? Is there going to be elements of 7 that have been lacking? Have we been promised stuff?
Yeah, I think they've kind of imported the elements which made 7 successful into 15. And they pulled out all the stops as well with the whole promotion for this title. They could have done this with other titles, and they haven't done. They've put a lot of effort in the sense of they've got this live orchestra performance.
Sick.
They've got a film coming out soon, a Final Fantasy 15 themed film, and they haven't done that since Final Fantasy 7 with the Advent Children film.
Mm-hmm.
So there hasn't really been any titles geared to that. So, yeah, the Kingsglaive film is a film themed around all the characters of Final Fantasy 15, and that's out September the 30th of this year. So, yeah.
That's wicked,
a lot
man.
Of people are excited because there's so many different facets coming together for this one title, and they haven't put that much energy into it since 7.
Yeah. So, are you excited?
I'm very excited because I'm thinking to myself, if they haven't, there's probably a reason why they haven't put, there's probably no coincidence that they're putting so much emphasis into the Final Fantasy 15 title, and the Final Fantasy 7 remake is coming out in the same year. So who knows? Maybe everyone is on board, like for both titles.
Well, they only went and hired like one of the best orchestras in the whole wide world play live, flew over like one of the game composers, so
I got chills watching it off the How to Kill an Hour website on the YouTube. So I can't imagine what it must have been like to be there.
I'm really not gassing. I'm not over gassing it. There was emotion in the room from the music, like
people crying and shit.
I was sitting there, just my head was closed, and I was like, my head was closed, my eyes are closed, my head was closed, my eyes are closed, and I was just taking it in.
Yeah,
like it was amazing.
Yeah,
it's you could just hear the emotion. And the thing is, because you're in a room with an orchestra, you can see where the music's literally coming from. So if the band, the Steel's doing their thing a bit more, you look over there. Yeah. If the violins are really cracking it, you're looking over there. If the percussion guy, there's just a percussion person that has the cymbals, it just goes.
Yeah,
Just that is sick.
It's so funny because video games are a nice way to build a bridge to different cultures and different just different aspects of music.
Mm.
I was made culturally aware of classical music through computer game soundtracks. So it's nice to have these kind of events, because what they do is they take people from a world where everything's electronica and for pop music, and you're showing them alive renditions of the music that they love and they've grown to love through the computer games, through these kind of performances and whatnot. Yeah. So,
And why shouldn't, and it's good that they're just, that's their choice that they made. Like, they didn't go electronic.
Yeah.
Because it would be so easy to do that. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying that's wrong or right, but, you know, if you're a Final Fantasy fan and you like the music, you are a fan of classical music.
Yeah.
You just didn't know that.
Exactly.
Like, you didn't think about it. Like, oh shit. Because this music is not just some 200-year-old Bach that we're listening to. Yeah. This is stuff that's made for you today, right now, and you're enjoying it and playing it. So you are into to new classical music. So, yeah, man, that was, as a great experience. I can't share it with you personally and give you a link to it, but we have got the YouTube link where, if I'm honest, they said that they mic'd it up specifically for the recording.
Yeah.
So you might get a slightly different experience or maybe slightly clearer vocals. So, you know, it's well worth checking out. Because when I watched it back, I was like, yo, it's kind of good. Mm-hmm. So from something nice and classy, like watching Final Fantasy 15 soundtracks being played at Abbey Road Studios, in true How to Kill an Hour fashion, it's time to talk about alarm cocks.
Alarm cock.
Alarm cock. Yeah. No typo.
Isn't that just morning glory?
Well, yeah, I suppose if you're next to your partner and you give them some morning fun, that's an alarm cock. But this is a vibrating alarm cock. The little rooster is what it's called, and it combines an alarm and a vibrator so you can wake with an orgasm. Don't tell us, we at How to Kill It Now, can I just say, we are the innovators of bringing these stories to you. We've had the dildo drone, one of our most popular episodes. Go back and cop that. We've had the what else have we had?
Porn for the blind.
The porn for the blind. We've had the dildo hoverboard.
Yeah.
We've got this for you, man. So now we've got the little rooster. It combines an alarm and a vibrator so you can wake up with an orgasm. When we say you, if you're a woman, a man's version could be made probably with a little, you know, flesh torch on it. But basically, it wakes you up slowly, sensually, and pleasurably. That's what it says on the Little Rooster website. And you wear it in your underwear, and it vibrates when it's time to get up. It has 27 different levels of silent vibration. You program the alarm time in. 27 levels. Wow. You program the alarm time in. Then instead of emitting a loud noise, it just starts to vibrate to bring you out of your slumber. The vibrations automatically increase until you wake up and turn it off, or just leave it on.
I'm just checking the design here on Billy's laptop. It's quite
it's fashionably proper.
In keeping with the current trend of women's underwear, isn't it?
It's very streamlined.
I expected something quite bulky.
The way I'm describing it is, it sounds like there's just like a massive like wood. No, it's like, it's not a big floppy dildo. It's like a vagina shaped pouch.
Yeah.
It's like, get your hand and face the palm upwards and curl the fingers slightly toward, like you're gripping a, what should we say, a tennis ball? No, it's too
it's
small.
It's tucked away, like IKEA furniture.
It's like IKEA. It's like feeding the pony. It's like feeding the Billy.
That's brilliant.
With all your fingers. So if you're going to, if you're going to feed a pony, the hand that's actually no pun intended. If you're going to feed a pony, the cupped hand that you'd give is what it does. And you slide it into your knickers. UK company, shout out to UK, pleasure in the world, £69. Apparently this is a real review. I wore it during romantic dinners. I set it to go off during dessert as we sat watching the sunset over the beach. One customer wrote, I think the waiters must have thought I hadn't had creme brulee in months. So I think this is actually a real product. Is this a wind up? Like, the dildo drone was a bit questionable. Does this look like a real product?
I think this is real, man.
Yeah, I think this could be a real thing. I mean, is this the sort of present that you'd buy for someone?
Or at least this might be a prototype.
I think
to kind of generate a crowdfunding
surge. That's what they do now, don't they? They make it almost real and then use the crowdfunding. I mean, I'd buy this for someone. Would you?
Yeah.
I just think it's cool if you, you know, sit there, you had a little app on your phone and you could just control it.
I think some of the women need it on the trains anymore. Some look real miserable. They could have used this. Set to go off on snooze a couple of times as well.
Yeah, on that long tube journey where you got to stand up. I've got to say, I actually think this is a real thing.
Did the knickers come with it?
Why isn't it? The panties look quite good in the picture, actually. Quite well-fitting panties. I mean, my automatic thought is, and this is just being selfish, is there a male version of this?
Yeah.
I want a male version of this that works and is discreet. But the problem is as a man, how do you have something like this in your trousers that arouses you and remain discreet? You can't do that.
I'm just reading some of the testimonials here.
What's the testimonial?
Some of the testimonials. Commuting. I used to fall asleep and miss my stop. I don't miss it now. Plus, my colleagues have noticed a change, but I haven't told them why.
Five Brilliant. Stars. Crazy. I mean, I just want a male version of this, but they need to work out how, one, a male can wear this and not look obvious, and two, yeah, if it's too exciting, how not to make a mess. Because, for you know, it's not cool.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
I think it will be a bit counterproductive for us as males, because after we let loose, we fall asleep. So we were sleeping at our desks at work.
So we'll just be there sucking our thumbs at work. 5 minutes. Just 20 minutes. But if there was a male and female version of this, there'll be minimal arguments.
Yes.
If your partner starts arguing with you, you just press a button on your app and set yours off, or just hope the timer goes off.
I think this is just another conspiracy by the man, the Illuminati, to remove men and our usefulness from the situation. But the
population
man,
control.
Population
control. Too much fornication going on. Yeah. Let's hold it down. But anyway, Funk, we're bang on an hour now. We've killed one. And I think this has been a great end to the show. We're going to put links to absolutely everything we spoke about in this show.
Isn't that what we call it in the brothels? A happy ending.
A happy ending. That's what ours would be called. Alarm Cock versus R1. R1 would be called Happy Ending. But yeah, that was great, man. Thank you for killing an hour of us. If you want to know how to rate and comment on the show, we put a link in the description. Click on that. I've been Marcus Bronzy at Marcus Bronzy on Twitter.
I've been Funk Butcher at Funk Butcher on Twitter.
Don't forget, if you want to show us some extra love, you can buy us a coffee and tea by heading to howtokillanhour.com/cheers. There are many ways to kill an hour, but thank you for killing one with us.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.